fuck is going on, you little sausages? We're back. I'm a little bit hungover. This is a big episode today. We have my kind of twin. Netflix brother. This guy looks identical to me. I met him at a gas station before any of this shit. My boy Mitchell from The Circle is here. What's happening?
Boom. What's going on, Fucker?
Bro, I guess, first off,
I thought you were going for the fist bump.
But I need it. What is Fuck? Bro, I'm Australian, right?
Right.
That, for me, that feels like a slap in the dick when you say fuck instead of fuck.
Bro, I don't know where it came from. Like, long story short, I was like a kid. You know, everyone starts cursing when they're like, what, 10 years old? Yeah. And everyone starts sounding like a bunch of hand jobs, cursing, dropping F-bombs. Yeah. Like, yeah, you sound like an idiot. And I just said fuck, and I have like some weird accent, and I just never.
And your parents like couldn't get mad at you because like, oh, yeah, he's kind of swearing, but he isn't. Like, yeah. Fuck.
And it just stayed. And then I came out here and everyone's like, what the fuck are you saying? I'm like, fuck you mean? And then it just turned into a thing. And now
really?
It's got my merch on. It says fuck it and everything else.
So it's like actually like your full brand now.
No, yeah. I'm looking and I'm getting it trademarked right now. No, we're doing the whole thing. I made a word. Yeah.
No fucking way.
That's it, bro.
So I walked everyone through like how we knew each other. I remember, what was it, like 3 or 4 months ago?
Yeah, I was like right when I first came out to LA. So back in like December, I think it was.
Yeah. I remember Jake Coleman, your best friend.
Jake Coleman, yeah.
Yeah. He was doing those gas station videos and stuff like that. And then he started getting like a fucking like little cult of TikTokers around
like
LA. Just
30 fucking people at the gas station.
All the time. Just literally. Like pulling up. And then someone's like, do you want to come collab with this kid? I was like, sure, bro. I see him going crazy. And then you were there. I remember the first thing I said to you, I was like, damn, this dude's way too heavy. I was like, what do you do? And you're like, literally, bro, I'm going to be on The Circle.
Literally.
And then here we are. It's fucking nuts. Fucking
incredible, bro. No, it's funny you said that. All my comments, I don't know if it's just because we're both, I have the Netflix thing in common. Mm. Usually I got the beard. I just shaved. I look like a fucking kid again. I'm trying to look young, bro. Yeah. When I have a beard, I look 33
like
years
22.
Old. 22. But when I have the beard, because I think we both have like a similar beard, everyone comments on my stuff like little Harry Jowsey. I'm like, all right, dude's a stud. Let's fucking go. Oh, mine.
Yeah, because I keep getting tagged on TikToks. Everyone's like, oh my God, does this remind you of Harry Jowsey? I was like, the dude's got fucking 10 abs. Like, come on. Like, I'm skinny fat over here. But
literally,
how are you finding The Circle? How are you finding Netflix and all that craziness that happens?
I mean, bro, I feel like you've been through it as well with Too Hot to Handle thing. It's just a surreal experience. You know, like starting out, you don't really know where it's going to lead because even up to the point they cast you, they fly you out. Yeah. And I don't know how they did with Too Hot to Handle, but this, like, you're not even on. We fly out like an obscene amount of people and we kind of make the game up right beforehand. So you don't really know you're actually going in the show until you go in that day. But I just kind of always knew I was going to be, you know, in this industry somehow. I want to leave an impact on this world and like really inspire millions of people. And I was like, all right, like, I don't know if this is really exactly it, but this is, you know, a vehicle that can help me get there.
Yeah.
And then you forget about it. So I don't know what it was like for you. I know Chloe was telling me you guys had to wait like a year for the show to air.
Bro, Love is Blind had to wait 2 years.
What the fuck? You're a different person.
You get married, you have to live with this person, keep it in quiet in 2 years? Because I was talking to Lauren Speed about it. And she was like, yeah, like it was legit. Like, and I'm like, damn, so you guys are rock solid. So 2 years of just having that person.
Nothing.
Rock solid. Nothing can break you. And then the show airs and it's just, wow. But for people listening who don't know what the fuck The Circle is, can you explain it? What is it?
That's a tough task. I mean, The Circle is an interesting concept. It's basically, the best way I can describe it is like, imagine being on Facebook and having a popularity contest. So you're like talking through the screen. You can't really, you never meet. That's the interesting part about it. It's like,
you never meet.
No, like we're in our own apartments and we never meet the whole time we're filming. It's just through the social media.
Do you guys know you're in the same building?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But we never cross paths. All the walls are soundproof.
Sneak out and just fucking beat up.
I was working on it, but they're tight, bro. They got cameras every fucking where. They see your every move. Yeah.
Get some shaving cream, like spray.
Literally, bro. Bro, it was one time I was in the shower and I just did this TikTok and went viral. And I literally hop out to grab a washer, and they usually flip the cameras up to like get you like scrubbing your hair and stuff.
Yeah.
Fairkin flips the camera around real low, right on my cock. And I was like, motherfucker, because I was like, enjoy that view.
They should have posted it.
They should have.
Yeah, that would have been a good way to say, just start
out. That would have got a little clickbait
on
the
fans. You could do TikToks and shit while you were there?
No, post. This is like recently.
Oh, yeah, damn. Yeah, oh, yeah, so yeah. They put that on where they like, we had a cross.
No, this is just me. No. You know what's funny? People are sending me screenshots from Netflix. I'm like in the gym and stuff, and they're sending me like zoomed in shots of my cock and balls. And I'm like, motherfuckers, this is weird. Like, you need a release. Go to Harry's OnlyFans or something.
Please.
Holy crap.
Subs to me.
Literally.
So, okay, like the concept of it. So you're locked in a building in a hotel type of thing away from it. Kind of like how quarantine was for a lot of people. And you only get to deal with them through like social media. Right?
Yeah. And you talk and it's a popularity contest.
How do you win?
So basically, you want to be the most popular, and how you do that is building relationships, building friends, and people rate you every, like pretty much every day.
Damn.
And then at the end of the day, there's ratings, and usually the top two are influencers, and they can kick people out of the show and kind of make some decisions, so other people get kicked out, and it's just
stressful.
It's like a popularity contest, yeah.
Damn.
It's interesting.
Is the final episode coming out?
It's already, yeah, it just aired.
Who won? Who was the winner?
Delisa or Trevor.
Damn. Okay, I need
spoiler
to
spoiler alert.
I need to watch this. Yeah. Oh, so it was the one that Chloe got catfished by.
Yeah, bro.
No way.
Yeah, bro. I broke code for Trevor thinking he was my freaking boy.
No
Stuck
way.
Stuck Chloe in the end zone, friend zone, and then we see in real life, I'm like, this motherfucker.
No way, bro. So how long are you away filming for?
A little over a month and a half, I'd say.
You're locked away for a month and a half.
Yeah, because the worst part was, like, it's usually, I think, a month. Like, my mom and brother were on it, and it wasn't that long, but we had 2 weeks quarantine because of COVID.
Yeah.
So there's no filming. And I show up, and they're like, all right, hand us your phone, computer. But I'm like, motherfucker.
No way.
I'm like, we're not even filming for 2 weeks. Like you can't, I was like, I got to work out. Like, you can't leave this apartment. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you're telling me I can't step foot out of this apartment for 2 weeks before we even film, and then we go back into lockdown? Nuts, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
Bro, I would have blown my brains out.
You know what? I thought so initially the first day. I loved it. It was a freaking retreat I didn't know I needed. Like, I just literally wrote down. I would wake up, meditate for like 2 hours. Then I would go into like journaling. I'd read a book for a couple hours. I'd work out. I started Googling like some recipes how to cook. And after like a week of that, I was like, man, I've never had this much time as an adult, like mature person, to just sit and think about like, what do I really want out of my life? What are my goals?
Damn.
What happened with this scenario in my past? And like, I came to terms with it. And I came into the show the best version of myself, literally.
No way.
Yeah, man.
That's but could you work out there, like in the apartment?
Not in the quarantine. So I had like I brought my own resistance bands, just doing body workouts. Shit. But then when you're in the show, they have a gym. So I was in there like every.
Is it like
day.
A communal gym? So like.
Yeah.
So you'd ever just like have an extra long session and wait for like Chloe or something like.
Nah, they're tight with it. Production's
really?
On you. Yeah.
Yeah, and you filmed it in London.
Yeah, it was in the Manchester.
That's crazy. And you're from Pittsburgh originally.
Not Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Around that area, though, yeah. Conshohocken.
Damn, so you flew all the way out, did that shit. So you got it. Did you think you got on because your family was on it before?
Well, no, it's a funny story. So they actually hit me up like 2 years ago for the pilot, so for season one.
Oh.
And I was in contact with a lot of people from like all the shows, Love Island, Too Hot to Handle, Bachelor, and then they hit me up. Like just all these casting producers follow me on Instagram. We all chirp back and forth. And, like, the thing was, I was like, you know what? Like, I could go on some of these, and I know they want me, like, Love Island. It's a lot of, like, jockey-style guys, you know, chirping girls. I was like, that's just not really me.
Yeah.
You know, that's not who I am, and it never fit. And then The Circle hit me up, and I was like, this is the dumbest freaking show. I straight up told her, I was like, look, Holly, I don't want to be involved with this. Like, this is going to flop. I can't believe Netflix is picking this up. I declined it, and I had moved to Miami at this point, so away from my hometown.
Yeah.
My mom and brother called me, like, yo, we're going to the UK to film this reality show. I'm like, no way. What one? They're like, The Circle. I was like, get the fuck off. I was like, bro, you're going to waste a month of your life. It's going to go nowhere. It's going to flop. Damn. Come to know it was the number one show on Netflix. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
You know?
You're like, oh, shit, season two, please.
And then it was funny because it aired and then quarantine happened and everyone was trapped in their apartments, in their houses, on their phones. And I was like,
I was saying that.
Oh, your show came out at the same time?
Yeah. The first season was like a little bit before. But I was saying, like, it's crazy. Kind of Netflix kind of predicted the quarantine because there was Love is Blind where you don't get to meet each other like through walls and there's a circle where you like everything is like social media based and stuff like that, and there's Too Hot to Handle where you're not allowed to have sex. So like, the shit is like they like cracked on. It was so like
I think they got in with the Farrakhan Illuminati and like on to something. They were priming us, bro. I didn't know what the Farrakhan they're doing.
I think they should do like a MTV Road Rules version of the Netflix shows now. Yeah. And then get like you guys, Tiger King.
What's Road Rules?
Road Rules is like all the MTV reality shows go on one show together.
Oh, that'd be fire.
That should be fucking crazy.
That'd be stupid.
Imagine
me and you on a show tearing it up.
Oh, me,
game
Joey,
over. Game over. Hey, Joey, get Joey on there, bro. Dangerous.
Okay, so you're in The Circle. That's just fucking hectic. What was the hardest part of the whole situation?
That's a good question.
Was it sending the text messages?
Yeah, honestly, bro. That's something I even said that on the show. I was like, I don't know. Like, the first day, everyone thought I was like, you can catfish. You can be yourself. You can be other people.
Would you?
I was myself.
Okay. Yeah. I would say I would catfish for sure.
I was gonna.
I'd be like Selena Gomez.
That's what I wanted to do. I was gonna play like, or just like some average Joe or something. Cause like everyone probably, you probably get the same stuff. Like, oh, all my boys from my hometown, like, yeah, you get girls and this and that cause you're good looking. I'm like, Mama Ferrica has nothing to do with my looks. It's my personality. It's my way I carry myself. Yeah. Like, it's an energy.
It's your energy for sure.
So I was like, Ferrica, like, I'm going reverse catfish. Like, I wanna be like just an average looking Joe, see if I can win this thing. And then they were like, well, would you wanna play yourself? I'm like, Ferrica, yeah, I wanna play myself. It's easy. But the hardest thing was probably just like, I don't text. I don't really do well with hashtags. I don't do well with I don't respond to any of my group chats. So all these Ferrickers are firing all these creative answers. And I'm in there like, I was flirting with this one girl. I was like, hey, you're really pretty. I want to talk to you. And everyone's like, yo, who's this old man? Like, I was just so direct.
No way.
So everyone thought I was a catfish. Like, this has got to be like a 50-year-old mom or something. Like,
no way.
Yeah. I was struggling because they're like firing. Like right away, and I'm like, I can't
really?
First of all, read. Like, I'm illiterate. Second of all, like, I'm trying to read, interpret, and think of a creative response. Like, yeah. I was like, I don't even want to do this.
So, you guys have like a big group chat where everyone's just like fire Chirps messages, in, and it's like nonstop.
It's just boom, boom, boom. And then by the time I get an answer out, it's like already passed, and I'm like, all right, like,
damn.
I'm losing this game, yeah.
That's fucking hectic. Nuts, bro. And have you ever met Chloe?
Yeah, we met at the finale.
Oh, shit. And how is that? Because you guys had a bit of romance, no?
Oh, yeah. So
really? Why are you smiling like that?
that's Chloe right there. But, long story short, I was chirping her. You know, I was putting in game on the show, firing away, and then all of a sudden, Trevor was like, yo, that's my girl. I was like, fair kid, like, bro code, that's your shorty. Like, I'm not going to be the jerk off to step in.
Damn.
You know, and then we meet, and I'm like, yo, fair cue, Delisa, in a loving way, right? And then I remember, like, at the finale, me and Chloe were just, like, locked. And they didn't air, like, some of the stuff we were chirping. Like, they're trying to film a show, and I'm like, I'm taking you on a date. I mean, like, really? Yeah, I was a mess on there.
Wow. And did you guys hang out after that, or you didn't really have time?
Yeah, no, like, we were trying to meet up that night. But then, like, my flight was at, like, 3 in the morning, and I think she was going back to London, and so it was tough, but... Yeah.
That's crazy. And you enjoyed the whole experience, though?
I mean, overall, like, I didn't realize, number one, it's just sick experience filming a TV show. You get to see all the back end.
Yeah.
But just, like, to me, it's almost like I feel like I had the opposite experience. You're, like, put around a ton of people and just chaos happening, where I was secluded from everyone, but chaos happening. I was like, you know what?
Yeah, I just don't know how I would go in the circle personally, because I feel like I would... I love, like, feeling people's energy, and, like, that's how I get my chaos, and that's how I, like, either start bouncing around. I feel like if I was locked in a room, like... I would probably lose my shit.
Yeah.
I was like flipping tables and shit.
Nah.
Could you ever beat off? You ever get fucking stroke the slong?
Like hitchhike to the moon? I mean, that's tough because when you're in there, like there are cameras filming you the whole time.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, I didn't really think about it. Like, you're filming all the time.
Really?
There's definitely been some times you don't have a phone. So unless you got like some good mental images, you're not really jerking the wanker, you know?
I'm a great mental guy.
Really? So. You don't.
Bro, I would have been straight in the shower, like head down, like production, please.
I would have just told him, Ferrick, you might want to angle the camera a little lower and get a real show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'll give you a
I'll give you a show.
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to put it in the final cut.
Yeah.
So you might as well just live it up.
Yeah.
Scratch him behind
It's pretty much
ears.
Like taught the head though as well. Like, you guys can't have sex, so you can't beat it.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Whereas I got the temptation, and I just ended up doing it.
Bro, it's funny. I feel like our personalities, especially on Netflix, are like opposites. You're on Too Hot to Handle, Ferrican, getting busy, putting in work, and I'm like not doing anything. I don't know if you know, I'm a virgin, so like we're just completely opposites.
Please, how have you, like, tell me how you haven't fucked. Like, that seems like...
I mean, here's the thing. Everyone thinks it's like I'm some like superhuman. I'm like, I see a chick, I'm like, holy fair.
No, you are, bro.
Yeah.
You have virgin and absolute man whore.
Yeah.
So explain how. Like, for me, that's like going to the moon.
Yeah, bro. It's been like a long story short. I went through like a tough time when I was young, real young. Just like a lot of stuff happening. I had a business, a landscaping company, lost like a friend at a really young age. Damn. My parents were getting split up, and like, it was just like a tough time. And I was really like, holy crap, like, what do I want to do with my life here?
And you don't have sex.
Well, no, I just made a couple core decisions. So at the time, like, I was a little Ferrican man whore myself.
Yeah.
I didn't have sex, but like, I was chirping every girl in school. I was playing all the games, messing with their heads, toying with their emotions.
What do you mean by chirping?
Like farting. Like Ferrican
fighting,
flirting.
Oh,
okay. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Farting
said,
right
like
on.
Yeah, just like what girls go fighting.
I just wanna.
Yeah,
there's no room for misinterpretation.
Yeah, no, we were putting in work at a young age, but I feel like I got out of my system. So you ever have that moment too, Harry, where like you slam a girl, and in my head, maybe it was like fucking a hand job or a ditty bop or something, and you just look at them and you're like, ah, that was a waste of 2 hours. And in the most polite way,
2 hours?
Well, Jesus. Whatever. All right, we're like,
whoa, what the fuck?
By the time it takes minutes for you to meet up, you text them, you meet up, you talk for a little bit, maybe you put a movie on, you do your business, then they got to wait for their Uber, whatever it is. Now it's like, all right, I could have wanked in 10 minutes and been so much more productive with my time. I had those post-clarity moments when I was a kid.
That's always my thought process around a quick nut. I'm like, look, we had sex. It was quick. Yeah. Like, I've got the rest of my night to live. And so do you. And I'm not trying to take up much of your time. Yeah. That's kind of how I look at those situations.
Oh, okay.
But I get what you're saying. I guess.
Yeah, it was just distracting. So I just made a commitment. I was like, you know what? What's the biggest thing in my life?
Question for you, though.
Go ahead.
If you're making out all the time for a long time, do you fall in love really easily?
That's a good question.
It's tough, because
you don't get that post nut clarity. Also,
yeah, it's tough because I am like a teddy bear. Like as much as like a stern, like stand up guy I am, and like I used to not display any emotions.
Damn.
Now I'm like authentic and man enough to just admit like how I'm feeling, and like if I get close to someone, like whether it's a friend, like they know I'm there for life, or a girl, like I freaking my heart goes out for people.
So are you waiting for marriage?
Yeah.
So you 100% went even.
Yeah.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, bro.
That's great.
Damn.
I'm not even knocking it. That's great.
No, that's great. That's respectful. That's fucking nuts.
Yeah, bro. It just started out because like I remember, like I said, I made those commitments, and one of them I was distracted by girls. Like I was like, all right, I had this business I was getting started when I was like 12 years old, my landscaping company. I was like, well, like you're either gonna like work hard and pay your mom's bills, or you're gonna like go hang out with girls. And I'm like, stop being so selfish.
Yeah.
And then I made like, I was like, I'm gonna make $100,000 this year. I'm gonna read the Bible cover to cover. I'm a Christian. It's my faith. And I remember reading, like, as soon as I started reading the Bible, one of the things I read was like, you know, you shouldn't lay with it. It's like, you know, intercourse is like for men, women become one. I was like, yeah right. Like, yeah. I'm like, I'm a dog right now. Like, that ain't happening.
Yeah.
And I just remember the question, like, what if I did that? And then it just like, I couldn't get out of my head. And I was like, you know what? Like, damn, this is something that's really important to me. I'm committed. I'm in sex till marriage. And then once I like said no to the first couple girls, like it's hard when you're in that moment, they're trying to ferk and you got to say no. Then I was like, wow, like I'm dangerously in control of my mind. And that's just, I just stuck with it.
Wow. Well, I've got the opposite problem. If someone's begging me for sex, I'm like, hurry up. Stick it in. Take advantage of me while I'm drunk.
Yeah, I go through phases where I'm like celibate and I don't jerk off or anything and I'm on fire. Dude.
Yeah. Dude, fucking semen retention is a real thing. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You go like, I did like a 30-day challenge.
That's why monks are able to like perform all these austerities.
They're not busting nuts?
No.
No.
Monks aren't getting beat off?
No.
My They're brother was a monk for 10 years. He didn't jerk off for 10 years.
And he didn't have sex?
That's a new level. No. That surpasses my jerk off.
No, there's clarity. People that do this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just blow your mind.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I legit like beat off twice a day.
Celibacy really, you're twice a day. Not jerking off.
Bro, I get, I have, right. Once I get back from the gym, I'm like a fucking gorilla. I was like,
you gotta just go in there and,
I gotta fuck it.
You know what it is? I found a way to reinterpret that energy too. So that's something I learned as a kid. Like,
what is it?
Even last night, like I was feeling all horned up and I was like, fuck it. I said I was gonna work out today. I didn't. And I like, you know when you like get that moment where you're about to like get involved with a girl or jerk off, you get that little spur of energy if you're tired.
Yeah.
I just go and get to work, or I run, or I work out, and I'm like an animal because I'm like, I'm in control and I'm reusing this energy for something productive.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like a mind trick.
See, I just have no willpower. I would just be like, am I horny or hungry or like confused? I better just start beating off.
You better, yeah.
Yeah, it's my answer for everything. I better make myself calm.
I mean, here's the thing. I definitely have my fair share of periods where I go crazy, so don't get me wrong, but just no sex.
So have you been in a position where a girl's been like begging you for your schlong,
bro,
for the fucking hammer,
bro? I mean, really? You probably felt that yourself. Like there's been girls that are like much more forward than guys, and here's the thing, it's not my opening line, so now I guess it's public information that I am a virgin, which is interesting. I feel like both of our sex lives are completely on display for the world. But before, like, nobody knew me, right? I'm in this little hometown, and I started modeling in New York, and I remember going to New York Fashion Week, and I was meeting dimes.
Yeah.
Like 10 out of 10, 5'11", blonde hair, fucking titties, butt, nice skin. I was like, boom. Like, these are, like, the girls out of the magazines.
Yeah.
I remember I was, like, kind of getting going with this one chick, flirting with her. I was hooking up with her a little bit, and she tried having sex. And this was, like, you know, a couple years ago, and I was like, look, like, I really don't know how to tell you this, but I'm not having sex with you. And she's like, what? Like, got mad. She's like, no, like, we're having sex, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I was like, look, I'm a virgin. I'm not fairking you. I don't know what you think this is. Like, I'm sorry. And then they flick, bro. And then it's like an insecurity, because then girls, like, these girls that are so hot never get told no.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh. She's like, am I fat? And I'm like, no, like, nothing with you. I was like, it's a personal thing. I was like, I just don't have sex. And she's like, wow. Well, what's wrong with me? Why won't you have sex with me?
And then they just love you?
That happened by accident a lot. Like, when you tell a girl no, it's same with, like, people want what they can't, like, have. It's psychology.
Still doing, like, oral sex and stuff? Like,
yeah, I mean, I've caught my fair share of ditties. I definitely catch some ditties. You know,
Ditties gonna sue us.
The two of you combined have such a unique slangs that you've created up with. Yeah, it's just sausages and ditties. And
I've never heard of a ditty before in my life.
Yeah, ditty bop.
So, what are you looking for in a relationship then?
Yeah, I mean,
like, not that sex is everything, but it is, like, a great
that's a part
time.
Of it, yeah.
Yeah, I just, for me, like, the physical connection and, like, having, being, like, you know, plugged in a sense.
Literally.
And having that, like, intimate moment and, like, hot and heavy, steamy time. For me, that's, like, a very important part of the relationship.
I hear you. I mean, to me, I didn't really date much when I was younger because, number one, I was just so focused on my goals. Like, yeah. I really take that seriously. Like, a lot of people say they're grinders until you get around someone who actually fucking hustles.
Yeah.
And, like, I just didn't have time. So, like, that was a
did
big
thing.
Did
you just thing. Say you're on Grindr? Did you hear that?
I got to watch my vocabulary.
Clip Grindr. That.
Yeah, clip that, please.
Yeah, click made that. Yeah. No, I was just hustling. So as a kid, I didn't really date much. You know, I was like in high school, I wasn't partying. I wasn't, you know, I had these goals. I was like, all right, I'm not going to go out and party every weekend and try and get girls, go out of my way. And then as I got older and started, like, dating a little bit and stuff, I realized, like, my mindset shifted. Like, when I was a kid, you know, 14, 15 years old, I was looking for the girl in school who had the, you know, biggest butt, biggest fairkin titties, nice face. And I was like, she's the one.
Yeah.
Now,
I
like,
get it all the time.
Like,
every girl I meet, I'm like, this is it.
But no, now I'm like, all right, like, I'll acknowledge physical beauty. I'm like, all right, like, I have to be attractive to you. Like, I'm, you know, whatever. But now, like, I really do start looking for qualities that I want in, like, my future wife. Like, is this girl going to raise my kids to, like, be a good human being?
Damn.
Do they have a pure heart? Are
so
they,
you're
like,
not
going to,
like, date anyone unless you see that that's wifey?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I'm not going to be, like, shutting anything off. I'm going to be open-minded. But, like, as we start getting more serious and it goes into the talking phase, or maybe we start dating more and more and we're getting serious, then I'm, like, starting to check myself. Like, yo, do I really see a potential with her? And if not, like, I'm not in it just to fairker. That's obvious.
Yeah.
So it's like, what am I really in this for? It's to build a real connection and relationship.
Damn, you must work your fucking charm with girls. So I can imagine so many girls falling in love with him. Like,
oh yeah.
Because it takes that element of, like, question out. Like, because a lot of situations, they're like, oh, he just wants to fuck me and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But now you got guys like this out of here.
Yeah.
Which is rare in LA. Like, it's very, like, everyone
it's
has.
It's rare anywhere.
Yeah. In general, especially at 22, it'd be a stallion.
Yeah. And on TV. Units. So was there ever moments where you tempted? Like, you're off the show and all these chicks are throwing themselves at you?
I mean, yeah, you must get it bad now.
Just throughout life. Yeah, I mean, like, that's the thing. It doesn't get easier. So everyone thinks, like, just because I'm a virgin, like, I don't have the urges and I'm not, like, you know, ready to fucking take someone to pound town. Like, I definitely am. And there's been multiple times where I was like, fuck this.
Yeah.
Like, I really like this girl. And, like, we've been hooking up, you know, going on dates. I'm like, I'm fucking. Like, that's, I'm done.
Yeah.
And then I get there and I'm like, you know what? Is this one night going to be worth? Like, I just sacrificed years of not fucking. And now just to blow it in this one. Like, that's honestly what kept me going. I was like, I made this commitment. I'm a man of my word. Let me not break this. But when girls are throwing it at, it's like, it doesn't get easier. Like, you're still, like, imagine you just going up to the next hot girl and being like, hey, you look great, but I'm not fucking you. Like, it's still a discipline, yeah.
That's fucking nuts, bro.
Yeah.
And obviously with the show coming out, has it been, like, extremely difficult? Like, you must have a lot of people throwing themselves at you.
Yeah, I mean, we got the DMs firing.
Really?
That's for sure, yeah.
I could imagine also, like, a lot of people would see that as a challenge. Like, I'm going to make him fucking...
That's a real thing.
Make him squirt.
Yeah, that's a real thing. A lot of girls... That's the thing. Basic psychology, right, is people want what they can't have. That's why, like, the hottest girl at the bar, you want her, because everyone's swarming her.
Yeah.
Whereas
I'm
like
actually
reversed.
A virgin now.
Yeah,
with hearing
sounds
this,
good. Me and Harry got baptized before this
yesterday.
Born again virgin.
We're good.
Yeah. So anyone who wants to try and take my virginity, don't sign my DMs because it won't happen.
Good luck.
Yeah,
good luck. I would not have sex with anyone from this day forward.
Literally, though. No, it's weird. It's reverse psychology by accident. I mean, I obviously didn't intend for that.
Okay,
but
question: do you watch porn? And what do you think pussy feels like then?
Oh, so number one, I like
sex feels like.
Yeah, I watch porn. I'm not like an avid, like, I'm not a twice a dayer by any means. But in terms of what a vagina feels like, you're talking about, like, all my cock and balls?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, bro.
Yeah, like dribbling down a little bit of cream.
I don't know. I mean, I've obviously gotten some action. I've definitely tore a box up before with my other resources. You know what I mean? I'm no saint. I'm no angel, right? Yeah. I'm not perfect. But
because I don't know. I remember before my virginity, before I lost it, I had this like crazy idea of what sex was like, and I was like kind of disappointed when it happened.
Because, really?
Well, because I guess because you're thinking about it so much,
you put it on a pedestal.
Yeah, you're just like, holy shit! Like porn makes look amazing. Like people fucking like knees are buckling and they're having like little seizures. I was like, damn, like. How do I get that type of sex? But I was like 14. Then I'm the exact opposite of this guy. I lost virginity at 14.
I caught my first Diddy Bop when I was in like fifth grade though.
Really?
So I was a young stunner.
Yeah. Yeah, but I had this idea. I was like, damn, sex has got to be like wild. And then we had sex and I was just more confused. So
really?
How do you feel about it? Like, do you think it's going to be like, you know, like your brain's going to explode?
I feel like I thought about that a lot, but recently like, I just feel like I'm big on living in the moment. So like I try like as much as my mind wanders there, I don't try to get hung up on the details and like it'll be beautiful when it happens and that sort of stuff. Like I don't really.
How do you want to do it? Like by a lake with some swans and like a rose in your ass.
About that, you know what?
Maybe a bit of candle.
Maybe like
wax on your nipples.
It's got to be something crazy at this point. I can't just like one night stand and frick a girl in like a club. Like that's not happening. So it's definitely got to be something unique.
Like maybe in a hot air balloon or something. Like
going skydiving over midair, just pumping out. So you know,
you should actually do some extreme shit for your first time. That would be so fucking funny.
We got to
get
now.
A plane or something.
I might need your sex advice on that one, Harry. You might need to bring Love Circle or freaking back.
Yeah, I just planned like the most elaborate, like weird, fucking bizarre way to lose your virginity.
OnlyFans coming soon.
Would you do OnlyFans?
I mean, what do you do on there? Like, you just post cock shots? Or you posting shirt shots?
Well, there's a bit of everything, to be honest. It's more so just like, it's a good way to connect with people on like a deeper level. Because obviously you have like your fan base on Instagram and TikTok. Yeah. But like, it's very hard to like connect with every single one of them. So it's the way
I worked around that. I built my own platform. So I didn't release it just yet to anybody, but mine's done. It's ready to go. We're just waiting for it. It's called Inner Circle.
Nice.
It's basically OnlyFans mixed with Patreon, mixed with Discord. So it's a community aspect where not only I post exclusive content, long cut versions of my vlogs, pictures.
Oh, you're vlogging as well?
Yeah. I just got into vlogging the last couple of weeks. My last vlog was freaking fire.
Really?
Like I'm blown away by how it came out.
Really?
But anyway, I'm doing extended cuts, and then I also have like a group chat feature because I want to like I'm really passionate about like if I was ever in the position that I'm in now, like, I would do it differently. There's so many people I wanted to just talk to that were just like unreachable. Like, you know, I'm fucking reachable. Like, you want to talk to me? I got my number out. Text me, call me. So I'm doing that.
Really?
And it's like a little community I'm creating, and we're doing that for other creators. So I guess
that's exciting.
We're competing with OnlyFans in a sense.
Damn. When is that launching?
I'm not sure. We were gonna launch soon. But we're holding off on that just to see, like, I want to make sure it's like when I come out, I'm coming out like the same thing. I want to come out of the podcast, but I don't want to come out like halfway in a podcast. Like, I want to do it if I'm doing it.
Doing it right.
So coming out soon. I don't have an exact launch date.
Yeah,
for
that's exciting though. I feel like people will value that a lot. That's, you know, why I enjoy these like third party websites and stuff, because it gives people a good chance to like get more intimate, get to learn a little bit more about you.
Exactly.
And that's also why I love doing the podcast, is because people were like, when I was heading to Tulum, there was two separate people that come up to me and is like, oh my God, I was listening to the podcast and I really enjoyed it. And I just like want to say like, thank you so much. Like, enjoy it. So, and I think it also like helps people like open up and feel like, you know, wherever you are, they can just come have a chat, which is what I love. Like, I love meeting people.
Man.
Also, I had a girl buy me a drink for the first time ever yesterday.
Nice.
Wow.
How crazy is that?
Congratulations. That is big.
I was at Beverly Hills Hotel taking my boy Jacob. He was on the last episode. Great guy. You'll probably meet him. We're at Beverly Hills Hotel because I was like, I got to take him. And we're sitting there and I check my story mentions as you do. And then there was like someone took a selfie and I was in the background. And I just replied because I usually try and reply to every story mention.
Yeah.
And then I sent a love heart. And she come over with like a drink. It was so sweet. I was so blown away.
And you woke up in a bathtub full of ice.
It feels like someone sandpapered my ass. It was crazy.
Yeah,
it was a big night. Yeah, it was roofies.
That's sick. I got a rose bop for the first. I never got flowers. I was at Saddle.
A rose bop?
I was like,
sexual.
I was like, fuck you.
What is this? Yeah. No, someone bought me a rose. I went to Saddle for the first time, and I felt like a freaking A-list celebrity.
It's
I was
crazy,
like, oh my gosh. You know, and someone bought me like flowers. I was like, I've never, as a man, gotten flowers bought for me. Like, this is sick.
It makes you feel nice inside.
Yeah.
Like, I feel so sweet. Like, the little inner girl in me.
Yeah.
Like,
literally, bro.
Dude, like, Saddle Ranch is so crazy. Sick. I swear to God, like, before the pandemic, you couldn't be caught dead at Saddle Ranch.
Bro, how did it get cool?
Like, it's because you could go underage, and saw the TikTokers.
There you go.
That's usually the secret.
But I went there recently, and I'm like, oh, it's great food, great service. Like,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy, Jeff's a legend. The manager.
Jeff's he's a great. Man. Yeah. I don't think I've ever eaten there. I'm not sure.
Hey, like question for you. You guys are influencers. There's a big line. Is there like a separate influencer line to get a table at Saddle Ranch?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I feel like I just
walk
in.
Yeah.
You just walk in.
Yeah, I see the line, I just walk past it. I'm like, oh, sorry, guys. Like, I'll find someone that I know that I can just sit with for a minute. But I try not to go because it gets pretty crazy, especially if you've had a couple drinks. Do you drink much?
Not really. Like, I went on like a streak, like I was telling you before, just for like a couple of years, I just didn't drink. And I just don't need it. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm going out, like, I feel like if I'm celebrating my birthday, like my 21st in Miami, I got buck wild. Like, freaking destroyed. But then I woke up, and for the next 2 days, I was, like, unclear and foggy. And I'm like, this is not worth it. Yeah.
It's shit's whack, bro.
Literally.
Like, I had a couple drinks last night, and I feel so foggy today.
Yeah.
And I was going to get up at 6 and go to the, like, gym and, like, train and get that shit in. But, bro, I woke up at 10. I was like, this is just not how I'm meant to be.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's fucking so silly. But anyway, what's your – now you've done the show. You're in the – you know, you've got all the hot audience. You got all this stuff coming at you right now. Do you get anxiety at all? Because I remember when our show was airing and all the followers were coming in, bro, I had to have like a Xanax and like have a full day away from my phone because it just overwhelmed me.
That's interesting. No, I mean, if anything, like I feel like I've had that in the past. Like I went through some rough points in my life where I had like a little depression phase, anxiety, like your head's just running, right? But like I just broke down those walls and like I literally just got so honest. I was like, all right, what really is depression? What is anxiety?
Yeah.
And I define anxiety really simple as like, it's the habit of creating false realities that haven't happened yet. Your mind rambles on 1,000 different things that this outcome come out. She's going to reject me. She's going to say no. This is going to happen. They're probably thinking this. So to me, like, I just accept the worst case scenario. And I was like, all right, coming into the show, I was like, people are going to freaking rip me apart.
Yeah.
Guess what? I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
And I said this on the show with an air. I was like, I'd rather genuinely be hated for who I am than loved for who I'm not.
Bro, I'm just okay with that. I said that to one of my friends the other day. I was like, I'd rather you hate me for being honest or like hate
not me, dude. I'd rather you love me.
rather be loved.
Literally. I just feel like I came out with that approach and there's been the hate, there's been the love, and I'm just like, this doesn't define me. Like I know who I am. And
where do you see yourself going next? Like what's the next step for you?
Oh man, this is like the
Because I know step. That I know you're like driven. You own a company, you're doing your shit, you're vlogging now. And I know with like a lot of other reality TV people, they're like, cool, I've made it. Like I need to
bask
in it. And now, as we were saying off air before this, it's like, it's just how we see it is like, this is just step one. Like we're just warming up. So what's going, what are you going to do? What do you feel?
Right now, it's definitely focused on the social media. Like I try to separate my long term, my short term, because sometimes I do get caught up in like chasing a 10-year vision, like where I want to be. And I'm like, all right, like I'm not making any progress on what I actually got to be doing in my real life, like today.
Yeah.
So to me, like the short term is really just pump out on social. I want to rebrand away from Netflix. Yeah. I want to get my podcast started, keep running my YouTube channel, obviously Instagram, TikTok. That's all part of it. I keep growing my brand. So that's the big thing. Next thing is real estate. So I want to create financial freedom for myself. Like that's something I've been after my whole life. And now I feel like I'm in a really good position. Not only acquire a lot of money, but be very strategic and smart with it. So I've lost a ton of money in stocks and real estate before.
Yeah.
And I gained wisdom. And now I'm like, if I have money, I know what the fuck to do with it.
Yeah.
So to me, it's diversifying. It's creating financial freedom. And then it's passion projects. Like in my mid-20s, I'm going to be financially free by 25. I want to like really write books. I want to work on like emotional intelligence integration into schools. Like I really care about kids are just not being brought up right. Like I wish someone taught me what I learned the last few years about like just try things, experiment, find what you love.
Yeah.
Because kids are just being freaking printed today, bro.
Yeah.
They're not taught how to deal with their emotions. They're not taught how to deal with losing someone, a heartbreak. They're not taught to be in tune with their head. And it's like, you spend your whole life here. And it's either a heaven on earth or it's a jail.
Yeah.
And it's up to you to decide what lenses you're looking through, what glasses.
Damn.
So to me, it's like simple fundamental principles that I've learned.
Yeah.
If you learn that as an 8-year-old or a 9-year-old, you can live a long, happy life in whatever that means to you, starting by defining what happiness means to you. Like I did that. How many people walk up to, hey, what does success, happiness mean? They'll give you the generic answer. Oh, rich.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's like, you're chasing arbitrary goals that society ingrained in you, not your own goals.
Yeah.
So I want to really work on, like, you know who Tony Robbins is?
Yeah.
Gary Vee, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Similar stuff that they do in the sense of, like, I want to own my own seminars, publish my own books, have a speaking career. And to me, I see social media as a stepping stone.
Yeah.
So that's what I really saw for my whole life since I was a kid. And then, like I said, the show came up, and I was like, all right, you know, that'll be a cool little way to grow and reach more people and inspire millions. So.
Wow. Yeah. You also should do a seminar on how to, like, reject people because I have a terrible problem with that.
We should host a dual seminar.
Guys, like, don't be like me. Let's listen to this guy. I got all the questions. Yeah, I feel like once I'm drunk and someone just like won't leave me alone, I'm like, fine, sure. Like, yeah. That's okay.
No, it's tough, bro. It's just like mental discipline now. It's like, you know, it ain't easy, but.
So are you are you fucking anyone at the moment? But then I realized no. But are you dating anyone at the moment? Are you seeing anyone?
That's a great question, Ari. Kind of. So I don't know where we're at with it, but obviously you know Chloe.
Yes.
So we had a little moment at the finale. We were chirping. I was talking. We still stay in touch with her.
Yeah.
And we've just been like vibing. So like I really just didn't want to come across ingenuine. You know, I was like, look, like I was about to walk up and fucking give her a big old kiss as soon as I saw the finale. But I was like, you know what? Wow. Like I didn't want to center this show around me and like that sort of stuff. So we talked a lot off air and like we're trying to build a real relationship, but obviously she's in another country. So am I.
It's hard.
And then obviously there's the social media. A lot of people comment and they love us. They hate us. Get together. Blah, 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 whatever.
That's the hardest thing is like at the moment I'm going through a little bit of shit and I realize that it gets foggy and it gets fucked up when everyone puts their energy and opinions into it, especially if you let them.
Yeah.
Like it gets so terrible when you're trying to like build the foundations and building blocks, like being with someone.
Yeah.
And then like the next thing you know, like public opinion, people are saying this because everyone online has like feels like they know everything about everything. It's like you only get 10% of what we're gonna show what we wanna show you. So I feel like that's a good thing that you guys are doing, like just trying to slowly start.
I'm taking a note out of your book, Harry, what not to do.
Bro, please. Yeah, no. I made the blueprint of what not to do when you're in a breakup.
Yeah,
bro. That shit was the worst thing that ever happened to me, to be honest. I remember being so incredibly sad at that breakup and like just driving and just crying.
Bro, here's the thing I feel like people don't realize, right? Like you're a human being.
I'm a lizard.
You're a reptilian.
Illuminati
reptilian. Yeah,
bro, that's the second podcast in a row that we'd be like, Illuminati.
It looks like. I thought that's what it was.
I saw a comment. This guy's like, did we just brush past Harry saying he's in the Illuminati?
Oh, that's so funny.
I was like, yeah, we did. That's incredible. What were we saying?
No, I was just saying, like, I feel like a lot of people, you know, at home and across the world just look at someone like you, for example, and be like, oh, he's got millions of followers. He's doing this. He's on shows. And like, you know, this is a hot topic. Here's a PR article about him saying this to this. And it's like they just troll and comment and DM. And then that adds up to thousands and tens of thousands of people. And before you know it, you're surrounded by just people ripping you apart.
Yeah.
And as much as you don't think, like, I try not to let any of that get to me genuinely. Yeah. Like, I don't let anyone else define who I am.
Yeah.
But when you're sitting there and, like, you feel bad about yourself and then someone else drives that knife in, you're like, wow. Like,
bro, it's horrible. I've even had, like, fan pages where they've had, like, a whole post that's been dedicated to just tearing me apart. And I've sat there and I made the mistake of, because I'd be tagged in it, and then if I follow someone or I'm like, and they comment on it, I see the notification, so I check it.
Yeah.
And I've been tagged in it. I remember just sitting there. This was yesterday. I'm just like going through it. I was like, damn, none of these people know what the fuck I'm actually going through and what I'm dealing with on the other side. And everyone has like this crazy expectation. And it's just like all these random people just like ripping and tearing me apart and like tearing me down just because someone, you know, said something that I may have, you know, done something that wasn't true. Like completely like fabricated and like and blown out of proportion, and for reading that shit, like, that hurts. But I guess I've also been like blessed that like I went through the worst amount of hate that I could have ever been through, and I'm like over it now.
You're primed,
cool. Like, now I know who I am as a person, and the best thing to do is like not let these like internet bullies or like people who are probably 12 years old in Indonesia no idea what's going on, like tear you down. Like, that's if you're thinking about getting into like the influencer space and stuff like that, like the greatest lesson that you can do is to learn to not let little rats online like tear you down or like get to you. Like, obviously, bro, like I even saw, like, I was posted a very happy story like on my birthday with Francesca, and I was like over the moon,
right?
And someone's like, oh, your face looks bloated, you look so fat. I was like, bro, I'm trying so hard over here, come on, like, give me a break. Like, I can't do everything right.
Literally. Sorry about that, by the way.
Yeah, no, it's all good. Yeah, it was you. Yeah, for some reason it was on the dick pic that you sent as well. So Mitchell, the young stallion, the young sausage.
Yes, sir.
So you want to stay in the Netflix family, or are you just going to wild out and focus on being like a big positive impact?
I mean, why can't we do both?
True.
You know, like, to me, I'm open-minded. So I know, here's a big breakthrough I had recently. instead of destination, have direction.
Mm.
I think I just thought of that live on the spot. I'm going to write that down and tweet
good.
That.
Yeah, you should
yeah.
do quick tweet that before Fair. Me. Before I'm like, I just had this crazy thought.
But no, like I used to get so hung up when I was like 13 of like, I'm going to make $100 million. I'm going to buy this. I'm going to retire my mom and dad. Like all that I still want to do. But I'm like, all right, if I can go in this general direction of like achieving financial freedom, leaving an impact, because that's what I want. I'm not after money. I'm after the resources of control of my time, control of resources, so I can leave the impact I want.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you know, if I can go in this general direction, there's going to be pivots. There's going to be turns. There's going to be setbacks, failures. There's going to be successes. And I don't know exactly what that address is, but I know I'm going roughly there.
Yeah.
So to me, I'm like, I'm open-minded to opportunities. Like I obviously didn't envision myself on The Circle or on Netflix like 6 months ago. I was like, selling like health insurance, life and annuities, like just vibing and selling real estate. Like I was doing a lot of different stuff.
Yeah.
And this came up and I was like, you know what? This is kind of in the direction I want to go. I want to like inspire people. I want to do that. And I was like, this could be a cool way to do that. And it could be fun. Right. So to me, if that comes up, you know, there's a couple other shows I've been talking to. We'll see where they turn out. If it doesn't, I'm fine without it. You know,
do you want to do like reality dating and shit like that? Or just,
that'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Holy fair.
Imagine, that would actually be fucking
imagine
crazy.
Me on Too Hot to Handle with you.
Wait, you would want it so easy. Yeah, no, that's not fair.
I go on Too Hot to Handle, lose my virginity, and just smash the pot.
Like, what the fuck? Yeah, whatever.
Curveball.
He's like, sorry, guys. Yeah. I'm going to marry you.
Literally.
Imagine. All right,
you open to polygamy?
What is that like multiple wives?
Yeah, a bunch of wives.
No, that's not my type.
Really?
Yeah. No, I'm like a Christian, so I'm like real rooted in my faith. That's something that's important.
Damn.
To me. Yeah.
See,
you are?
I'm open-minded.
Okay.
I always find that like if you love someone and something's not working, try every option you can. Like I've been in relationships where I'm like, we need to be in an open relationship because I know you're fucking other people. I know you're doing other shit behind my back. I would rather it just be like
open.
Here is transparent, like plain as day, because I love you, and the last thing I want to do is give up on this.
Right.
So like, I didn't rule anything out. Like open relationship, open marriage. Like sure. Like I know that like me personally, once I get married with someone, it's like I just feel like you can't be like sexually stimulated by them for the rest of your life. Like I feel like there's gonna be, if I marry someone, it's gonna be someone that's like open, like getting lit, having a nice little swingers party. Going fucking like other people, just having a good time.
Be these
like
old men with all the naked.
Like your fucking best friend just going and like squad wiping another couple and then coming back. You know, like that's how I see
it. Yeah,
like,
I see that.
Shit. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like my parents have also been very crazy. Like I grew up and like walk outside and they're all in like leather on the veranda, naked and drunk. I'm like, Mom and Dad,
what the fair?
I'm 6 years old.
Yeah.
Please don't scar me. But where can everyone find you? And where can you buy the merch? Like, plug everything you can right now.
100%. I mean, just Mitch Elison on everything. My Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, all that, YouTube. And then my merch is my name, so just MitchElison.com.
Legend.
That's where we're at.
Bro, I'm excited to see the next 5 years. I know you're going to smash it. I can feel the energy. I know you're motivated. And I'm proud to have met you before this shit. And you haven't changed. You're still the same guy.
Appreciate that, brother.
Yeah, it's awesome to see, bro. So I'm excited. Thank you so much for coming on.
You're a legend. Appreciate you having me, brother.
Let's go.
Let's go. Boom.